Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin this meditation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray our hearts are burning on the road, right? That's the title of this meditation, Finding Jesus in the Everyday Journey. As always, we begin with an act of faith and hope and love. So Lord, we believe in you. We believe you walk with us, even if at times unseen. And we hope in you. Our hearts burn again with trust and love for you. And we love you, you who explain your scriptures to us, who reveal yourself in the breaking of the bread. Walk with us today. Come in to our hearts and help us meditate on you and with you today. And we're going to read Luke 24, right? 13 to 35. You can read with me. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing them. He asked them, "What are you discussing in your walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know what has taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And beside all this, it's now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us, and they were all at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary for the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going on further, but they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in and stayed with them. And it happened that while he was at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were open and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." So the first point that strikes me is recognizing Jesus in the ordinary, right, on the road. You know, the disciples were just on their everyday road walk. They were discouraged, yes, but Jesus joins them unrecognized, right? Maybe you could apply that in the routine of commutes, of errands, of family life. Jesus is there, right? Jesus is always present, and it's important for us to recognize him in just the daily routine. Slow down. Notice him in the ordinary moments, right? With his presence through the good word that someone gives us, or the beauty of nature that surrounds us, or the strength that we find in our own bodies in quiet and prayer. Like, he's there. He's walking beside you now. And you can really deepen your friendship with the Lord by paying attention to how he shows up in your life. And the more you can notice that, we can notice that, the more we can really recognize and connect with the Lord. So meditate on how he's showing up now in your own life. A second point is those hearts that were burning when the scripture was opened to them. These disciples set on fire when Jesus is explaining everything found about him in the scripture. Their hearts burn, right? And I think it's important for us amid the distractions of daily life to really carve out time for God's word, for daily reading of the scripture, which rekindles love, that sets our hearts ablaze. It's got power. The word of God has power. Let scripture speak to you personally and stir your passion for a relationship with the Lord, where you discover his truths in the word, where you let it inform the way you think and feel and pray and judge. So daily encountering the scripture is so, so important and can be a real source of contact with the Lord. And a third point that strikes me about this reading that can help us meditate is go from discouragement to mission, right? The disciples, they move from sadness, right, to an urgent sharing, running back, right? Their encounter turns disappointment into a joyful witness, right? When you're able to encounter Jesus in your struggles, in your crosses, in your everyday life, they can become a real motivation to testimony, to share how Jesus is meeting you, how he's strengthening your bond, where he's connected to you and connecting you to your brothers and sisters. So discouragement doesn't have to have the last word in the resurrected soul. Encounter with Christ does. And then that encounter sends us on mission. So I encourage you to meditate on these truths. Let them sink in. Pray. Have your own dialogue with the Lord around them. And then at the end, formulate your own resolution where you say, you know, maybe today you're going to read scripture and continue to let it speak to you, or maybe make a resolution to do it on a daily basis, or ask Jesus himself to speak to you. Or maybe you share one way you observed his presence in your life and how you noticed him on the way. Or maybe you can resolve, hey, this discouragement isn't going to lead me to discouragement. I'm going to take it and turn it into mission, turning into how can I encounter the Lord there and go into my day with more energy as an apostle. So whatever it is, take a moment, formulate your own resolution. And then as a result of this prayer, let it change the way you think or the way you see or speak throughout this day. And that's what prayer does, transforms and changes our lives. So encourage you, brothers and sisters, continue your conversation with the Lord and then formulate your own resolution for the day. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.